This I Believe. Malcolm Pitt is a teacher, and his great love is young people. After he graduated from college, where he had played most sports and played them well, he could have had a career in professional baseball. But his father insisted that he go into banking. Banking was not for Mac Pitt. He knew that he could get more enjoyment out of working with boys than working with dollars. He jumped at a chance to coach at a Virginia school, and later came to the University of Richmond, where he has been ever since. This is Malcolm Pitt's creed.
About 5 a.m. on the morning of June the 6th, 1944, my phone rang. A very close friend was calling to tell me that the Normandy invasion was being broadcast over the radio. He knew that our only son was in this invasion, and he realized that our hearts were heavy with concern over this event. In a moment, my wife was on her knees, and I quickly followed her example. I prayed for our son's safety, as no doubt many other parents, and somehow I felt that if God only would answer my supplications, I would accept more graciously any turn of events or reversals that might confront me. Our prayers were answered, and I have felt deeply the impact and the influence of this experience on my life. Though wounded, our son was returned safely to us. Surely I owed God a debt I could never repay. It has been my privilege to work with young people nearly all of my life. I have coached in preparatory school and college and directed a boys' summer camp. When those who have been entrusted to my care or supervision have had problems that I might help them solve, then I have particularly considered it a privilege to work with them. I knew that I could become easily prejudiced, and very often was. I was and still am thoroughly capable of becoming discouraged. But with each experience, I try to remember that this isn't God's way. And I was letting him down when I permitted myself to become depressed. I told a defeated basketball team once that God didn't count failures, but he did count how we got up and carried on after each failure. I was just talking to myself through the players. I hope that someday I'll be a strong enough leader to exert an influence that'll make all boys with whom I am associated feel that the golden rule is just as important a fundamental as shooting a basket, hitting a baseball, running with a football, or mastering the art of skillful and unselfish camping. My experience with youth has meant far more to me than it has to them. In athletics, we are constantly emphasizing fundamentals, but without a thorough knowledge of the same, it is next to impossible to be successful. The home is where these fundamentals in life are first taught, and the athletic field of competition furnishes another opportunity for the furtherance of these ideals. The summer camp for boys, when the youngster's away from home for the first time, offers another challenge to those who are engaged in this type of work. It has made me think, and it has made me realize my own shortcomings more than ever. But I have enough faith to know that with his help, even I can carry on. It has made me understand that I have a responsibility to those entrusted to my care or supervision, and my personal life might be a stumbling block to others as well as myself if I don't stay in touch with God through the church and prayer and the reading of his word. Please do not think from these thoughts that I have come anywhere close to living as I should. I do want to say that through my experience, I realize more than ever how indebted I am to God and friends and family for my many blessings. And it is my earnest prayer that all entrusted to our care will be better people from their experience.
Those the beliefs of Malcolm U. Pitt, Director of Athletics and Varsity Basketball and Baseball Coach at the University of Richmond. The boys on his teams call him Mac and carry warm memories of his friendship and guidance into later life.